although leveling off recently, Cattle Facts meteorologist Art Douglas expects La Nina conditions to return, bringing dryness across much of the U.S. into the summer. Coming up on your Cattle Current Market Update with Wes Ishmael. Howdy doll, this is Wes Ishmael with your Cattle Current Market Update for Monday night and Tuesday morning, the 2nd of March. Negotiated cash fed cattle trade was at a standstill in all major cattle feeding regions through Monday afternoon, according to the Agricultural Marketing Service. Live prices last week were at $114 a hundredweight, and dress trade was $182. The weekly 5-area direct average fed steer price last week was $114.07 a hundredweight, which was even with the previous week, but 78 cents less than the previous year. The average 5-area dress steer price was $181.63, which was $1.06 more than the previous week, but $3.15 less than the previous year. Cattle futures extended losses Monday, with pressure including last week's steady cash prices, the outlook for steady money this week, and expectations for declining wholesale beef values. Live cattle futures closed an average of 47 cents lower, except for unchanged, to an average of 8 cents higher in 3 contracts. Except for 50 cents higher in the back contract, feeder cattle futures closed an average of 70 cents lower, from a dime lower toward the back to $1.47 lower in spot March. Choice boxed beef cutout value is $1.50 lower Monday afternoon at $239.03 a hundredweight. Select was $2.09 lower at $227.64. Grain futures softened Monday, pressured by the stronger U.S. dollar and recently weaker export sales. Corn futures closed 8 to 9 cents lower through the front 3 contracts, a penny to 5 cents lower through the next 5, and then a penny higher. Soybean futures closed 9 to 13 cents lower through August of 21, and then mostly 1 to 4 cents higher. Based on the weekly Monday calf and feeder cattle auctions monitored by Cattle Current, the week began where last week ended, with the strongest demand for weights that can be aimed toward summer grass. Through mid-session, stocker steers and calves were selling $2 to $4 higher at Oklahoma National Stockyards. Stocker heifers and calves were selling $5 to $10 higher. On the other hand, feeder steers were selling $3 to $4 lower, and feeder heifers were trading $1 to $3 lower. There were an estimated 12,800 head on offer. Also through mid-session, steers and heifers were trading steady at Joplin Regional Stockyards in Missouri, where there are an estimated 10,000 head. At Tri-State Livestock Auction in McCook, Nebraska, steers sold steady to $3 lower, while heifers traded steady to $7 higher. There are 2,510 head on offer. Finally, feeder steers sold steady to $3 higher at Bluegrass Stockyards in Lexington, Kentucky. Feeder heifers sold $2 to $4 higher. The strongest demand for both steers and heifers was at 400 to 600 pounds. There are 1,019 head on offer. Remember, you can get the daily Cattle Current email newsletter for free at www.cattlecurrent.com. It contains any sale results that come in later, as well as added market details. Major U.S. financial indices roared back on Monday, helped along by a lower Treasury yield rate and U.S. approval of a third COVID-19 vaccine. This one, a single-shot version from Johnson & Johnson. The Dow Jones Industrial Average closed 603 points higher, the S&P 500 closed 90 points higher, and the NASDAQ was up 396 points. Although the La Nina weather pattern leveled off recently, it will return with warm and dry conditions over most of the United States into the summer, according to Dr. Art Douglas, Professor Emeritus at Creighton University and the Cattle Facts meteorologist. At last week's Cattle Facts Outlook, held during the virtual 2021 Cattle Industry Convention Winter Reboot, Douglas explained the Pacific jet stream is positioned far north from normal, preventing moisture from reaching the continent. The only significant moisture will be in the Ohio Valley and along the Canadian border from northeast North Dakota into Minnesota. Douglas forecast the southwest U.S. will be warmer than normal, and the western half of the country will be relatively dry. He adds that dry conditions in the Rockies will eventually extend into the central corn belt, causing concern for corn and soybean growers. With crops and feed costs in mind, Mike Murphy, CattleFacts Vice President of Research and Risk Management Services, estimated that there will be 181 million planted acres of corn and soybeans this year, the most ever combined acres for those two commodities. That number is likely to be even higher, he says, and in some regards it needs to be larger to balance the demand and build back supply. He adds that corn should be able to balance supply and demand, but soybean supplies will be snugger globally with a smaller crop expected from South America. On the demand side of the ledger, Murphy explained China is looking for higher quality feed ingredients such as corn and soybeans as that nation rebuilds its pork industry in the wake of African swine fever. That includes the estimated 700 million bushels of corn China purchased from the U.S. this year. As soybean prices drive higher, soybeans will have a greater influence on the value of corn, bringing corn prices with it, Murphy says. That's your Cattle Current Market Update for Monday night and Tuesday morning, the 2nd of March. This is Wes Ishmael. Thanks for listening.